Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Are you ready to rock? Maybe I'm overly excited with this extra kick of tea puar green tea combo I learned from Tim Ferriss. But life is really good and we need to appreciate life. So I also just had a 30-minute WeChat video call with my parents showing off my kids, and still crazy that they haven't met my newest girl. But that smartphone was a great investment. I mentioned on the show a while ago, I went out and I bought one of those no brand phones and installed a SIM card and installed WeChat because my parents aren't so IT savvy. And I just mailed it to Florida from Hong Kong and it still works. I put a button, press here, turn on and connect to internet. I had instructions and it's still working. I'm just hoping there's no updates or forced updates that break things. It's been working like that for a year or so. It's just amazing how technology helps connect us all around the world. Just like this exact podcast you're listening to, you know, I'm sitting here in Shenzhen, China right now, and you guys are in cars or driving, and it's just amazing. The barriers are just, you know, breaking down and we can just all connect around the world. So we are in the middle of May. It's can't believe 2016 is almost halfway done. And it always makes you think of the RISE conference. It's in the middle of the year in Hong Kong. And there's going to be thousands of people as well as me. Yes, I said it, thousands. It's a huge event. So, of course, I have to get some more ideas for people what this is all about. And we have the co-host, Casey Lau, with us on the show. He's also our local Hong Kong startup connection, been in the game for so many years and is a great mentor and friend of mine. So thanks, Casey, for coming on. And let's learn about this whole RISE conference phenomena. Thank you for tuning in, Global from Asia podcast. We have with us Casey Lau, way back from episode 3. We're just talking about it. Thanks for coming back, Casey.
Great to be back, Mike.
Cool. So we're in Shenzhen. You're just stopping by. You were at the Hackcelerator demo day. What did you think of that?
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Accelerator that those guys have put together and great teams all from around the world. So I was very impressive what I saw today. So it's good for Shenzhen, good for the hardware scene.
Cool. And so you're all about the Hong Kong startup scene and you've been doing amazing things for so many years that, you know, even before I was involved, it's exploded. What are some latest news or updates that you've seen happening?
Well, I can't remember what we talked about last time, but when we started this five years ago, there was one co-work space, right? Boot. And then after that, the Hive opened up. And then now there's about 50 co-work spaces in Hong Kong, which I'm very surprised about because I don't even know. There's new ones opening all the time. And people tell me, have you been to this place? Have you been to this place? I'm like, wow, that's a lot. And of course, the big news is that WeWork will open a huge co-work space, co-living space in Causeway Bay in sometime later this year, probably the fall. So that's going to build a lot of excitement in the city for startups and people coming to Hong Kong that are doing startups. So we're very excited about that.
That's pretty cool. Actually, I didn't know the dates. That's great news for me too. Is that happening also in mainland China? I heard they're going to just kind of, they got funding for all of China or Asia.
Yeah, I think they're going to go IPO soon. So they've opened, they're definitely doing China. They're doing Korea, I heard. They're opening a few spaces there. Hong Kong and Singapore, actually. So, of course, co-work space is only one element that makes an ecosystem exciting. I think another thing exciting is that we have a lot of money committed from the government for investing into startups. So I believe there is $150 million there. And Alibaba has put in, as well, $250 million. So that's $400 million of potential venture capital funding for startups. And they're starting to deploy that capital now into different teams. The government fund is a matching fund, so people can apply for that to double up on what they're getting from investors. That, along with the co-work spaces, the conferences, and everything that's happening in Hong Kong, it's making it a very vibrant ecosystem since when we were started off together in that little place in Wan Chai like 5-6 years ago.
I still miss Boot. That was a great place, and it definitely did amazing things for the...
I don't miss the smell.
I think there were guys that lived there.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, yeah, and now there's the RISE conference, which was last year about this time, amazing, and it's coming up right before the show goes live. So you've done amazing things with the RISE conference. Do you mind maybe just giving us a little bit of background?
Yeah, sure. So I love it when people think that I'm Rise. So I love taking all the compliments for that. But actually, it is created by an Irish company called The Web Summit. And if you've ever been to Dublin, they have the biggest conference in Europe for startups. And it's in November. And it's a fantastic and phenomenal event. And I just can't believe what they can put on in the fall in Dublin. And so I believe now they decided to expand out to other countries. So they have a show in the United States called Collision. And this year it was in New Orleans. They have a show in Bangalore, India called Surge. And then they have one in Hong Kong called Rise. And basically I met Paddy Cosgrave, who's the founder of Web Summit. He came to Hong Kong starting to build excitement. So they did a vote online actually to say, where should Rise be? Hong Kong, Taiwan, or Singapore? And I believe Hong Kong did win. So a lot of people wanted to bring not only Hong Kong people, but people who had been to Web Summit before wanted to come to Hong Kong and come through a big conference like Web Summit. So I think that that brand name also was very strong in creating such a good buzz because everybody knew the quality of this kind of conference. So gladly, they chose Hong Kong. And then Paddy and his team came out to do some reconnaissance missions and some introduction missions and meetings and things like that. And I met him at a dinner and we got along quite well. And he asked me if I wanted to be the co-host for the show here in Hong Kong. And of course, I was like, wow, that's great. Definitely very exciting to be part of this kind of thing. And then the rest is kind of history, right? I mean, the show definitely turned out, last year's show turned out much more bigger than I expected. I think everybody expected. So the desire to see all the startups together in a world-class conference. I think this is the key thing about this because I've been to many, many conferences for startups in Asia and they are all good for just starting to network and doing pitching and things like that. But to actually the business of startups, is something lacking from these other shows, these other regional shows that the Web Summit is very specializing at, right? So it's not just booths and talks, it's investor summits, it's office hours, it's an entire, so the event, half the event is during the day, which is the talks in the convention center, and the other half is the night summit, which really honestly is not drinking, but it's just networking and talking to people over dinner, over drinks, and that's where deals are done. I mean, one of the big things they told me about Web Summit is that Travis signed one of his big early investments from a pub in Dublin, or at least the confirmation of the investment. So it's those kind of things that happen. And of course, they also, because the most famous Irish band is U2. And so when Bono shows up for a pub crawl, taking startups around Dublin for a pint of Guinness, it fuels and makes it more exciting, right? So they replicated the pub crawl in Hong Kong and it was a very big success as well, right? Like even in August, it was quite hot at that time, but people still came out and enjoyed Hong Kong nightlife. And so I thought that all this combined made it to be a great fusion of business and, you know, just hanging out with people, networking with people, and created a little piece of what they've created so well in Dublin out here in Hong Kong.
Yeah, it was intense. And it was last year, right at the end of July, early August, like that right on the edge of the, I think it was really, really hot. And I measure my steps with my Xiaomi band, and that was a record number of steps. It was huge, you know. There's also go to trade shows for like Canton Fair, Global Sources Fair, but this thing was massive. Like there's three speaker stages at the same time, and yeah, tons of startup booths, and yeah, like there's different networking and pub crawls. It's really intense, and it's awesome because
yeah, I just wanted to say it's not really a conference like a normal conference where you go there and you sit and listen to talks. For startups, it's a mission, it's a job. So one of the startups that came from Hong Kong brought five people with them, and each of them had a specific mission. So they're not just staying at the booth all day waiting for people to come and see them. They had one guy at the booth and four people running around meeting investors, media, and getting everybody's attention, inviting them to dinners at night, meeting them for coffee right away. It was just an incredible. So if you're going to Rise, like you wouldn't, if you're just going to go to this conference, Rise conference, as like just a attendee, you might miss some of it, right? You're not going to really absorb it unless you really know what you want to do and what you want to achieve there. When you walk in, you need to have a goal. Otherwise, you probably won't get as much out of it as you would like maybe a normal conference. But that's one thing I like. As soon as you walk in, you have the feeling of FOMO. Which is like, exactly like you said, there's three stages. I think there's five stages this time. And so when you see, you're like, oh my God, where am I supposed to be? So you really should plan. This is the kind of conference you plan before you actually go and show up at it.
Yeah, I think it would be, are we safe to say it's the biggest startup event in Asia? Yeah. And it's definitely like gotten, I've seen it in forums and people asking about what events for tech and startups to go to is already definitely rise is shown everywhere. So we had to, also I like to mention there was, it was a smaller event, but there was a Star Ferry. Yeah. There was like a sponsored kind of like booze cruise at night, and there's all these different themed things happening.
Yeah, so that was that's one thing we wanted to do, and that's kind of what the co-host's role, I believe, is to do when they come to a new city is to, because the attendees are not just from Hong Kong, right? That's the beauty of this. This was a global conference that took place in Hong Kong. So we wanted to show off how awesome Hong Kong was to all the people coming in, right? So a lot of, because a lot of Europeans would come over because they love web summits, so they want to see what it looks like in Hong Kong. So yeah, so Alive Not Dead, they sponsored the ferry. So they rented the Star Ferry with beers, bands, all kinds of crazy stuff on it, and people could take a ride around Victoria Harbor, seeing what was going on. For IBM SoftLayer, I rented out the trams, and we put investors on them and startups that applied, and then and a bunch of beer, so they could enjoy the beautiful Hong Kong skyline going up and down the Hong Kong Island, at the same time trying, you know, pitching to the investors that are on there, right? And then some people did yachts, some people did hikes the next morning up to the peak. So there was all these crazy things going on at night, not just bar hopping and things like that, that really, really, I think, made people feel Hong Kong was an amazingly vibrant place, and the community and ecosystem is so supportive of startups, which they are, because I reached out to all the different groups, the other communities, the other co-work spaces, and everybody pitched in to help promote it. So that was an amazing, amazing feeling to see everybody join together and welcome everybody from around the world to Hong Kong.
It's cool. And then I just checked out the site, and there's a Discover Hong Kong like special page. It kind of has some pretty good guides of where to go in Hong Kong when you're coming. And it's definitely getting people to come out here and to know it more. And how is it looking this year? It's going to be the end of May, the last day of May, 31st till June 2nd, 3 days.
Yeah. So this year it's 3 days and it's in the middle of the week, which is more normally what they do at Web Summit. So last year we did it on Friday and Saturday, which gave us a good runway Monday to Thursday of event, like side events that we would build up to Rise. This time it's right in the middle, so we don't have much runway, but we'll be doing semifinal pitches for local startups the week before, and then that will lead into Monday's event as it begins. So it's 3 days, May the 31st, June 1st and 2nd in the Hong Kong Convention Center. So last year it was about 5,000 people. This year it'll be about 10 to 12,000 people. So it'll be double the size, more stages. So people complained last year that there wasn't enough seats in the main stage because we thought that most people would be looking for the networking, not the content. But of course, as you know, we know, the content is very, very big, especially the speakers they brought in. So this year they have speakers from Facebook, Twitter, all these huge brands are coming out, sending people out here to talk. And so I think, so they've expanded the main stage to like five times bigger than last year so that everybody can see that, because this is a lot of people don't travel to San Francisco or whatever. They're not getting a chance to meet and see these people speak in real life. So I think that's a great point. And then of course, so that's the main stage, but there are different tracks happening in Rise. And I don't know the exact one, but you can probably pull it up. But there's like, there's a machine stage, there's a fintech stage, there's all the different stages. So you can follow those tracks properly and find the stuff, the content that you're most interested in, so you're not just like wandering around what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it was really overwhelmed for me last year in a good way. And everybody was there in this local scene. The cool thing was our friend Julian Lee won Ambi Climate with the local startup event.
So that's interesting. So there's two ways to get in, right? So you can apply to get a booth and be an alpha startup, and then from 500-600 startups that get alpha booths, they choose, I don't know how many, maybe 50 or 60 of them to go through the pitch stage. So each of these companies are pitching all day long and they whittle it down to three. So this is culled from not only Hong Kong startups, because out of the 600 startups, I think there were only 100 that were from Hong Kong. So the rest of them are from all over the world. So this is pretty exciting. But the finals, so the last three startups standing from the pitch stage were all from Hong Kong. So that's pretty neat. So it was Ambi Climate, Prenetics, and Soundbrenner. So two hardware startups and one DNA company. So this is very exciting. And of course, like you said, Julian won and took home the prize for Ambi Climate, which is just awesome. And then they got tickets to Web Summit and Space and Web Summit. So I saw them there right after. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Julian's great. Because we've seen him working hard for so many years. It's great. Great that he's getting advantage of that now. So for people, well, what's the long-term plan Rise? I mean, it's yearly conference in Asia and in Hong Kong. Is there something to look for in the long term?
So we're hoping, right? I don't really have complete control over that, but we're hoping that it'll be here for, you know, for the next few years at least at the convention center around this time. We're working on trying maybe to do some other stuff on the side to keep the momentum going. So I'm working on a couple of projects that will stay in Hong Kong that will kind of keep the momentum going, and but might also branch out to some of the other cities in Asia just to, you know, build the brand recognition and, you know, grow the reach of the brand as well.
Awesome, exciting stuff. And of course, listeners and people want to get involved. There's a lot of people, startups listening, e-commerce businesses. Of course, there's the tickets. What are kind of options for people to get involved?
Okay, wow, that's so many things to get involved with. So yes, of course, you can buy a ticket as a general admission. You can buy an investor. If you're an investor, we'd love to have you in as an investor, which means you get access to a whole different line of things at Rise, which are pertaining directly to what you're looking for. We're looking for pub crawl captains, but probably by the time this airs, it's too late. We've already got them all. We have 35 bars this year. So we had 5 bars last year and 35 this year all across Lan Kwai Fong and Soho. And we have pub crawl captains. We have 2 pub crawl captains for each team of like 50 to 60 people. This is crazy, right? So that's something. We also have a special stage, which Rise have given to me, called Breakthrough. And it's on day 3 and it's only for Hong Kong stuff. So we're putting up the best 20 unfunded Hong Kong startups. So if you want to get in through that, we give out, not only do you get a chance to pitch on stage at Breakthrough at Rise, you also get free tickets to get in as well. And then we have the rest of the stages and we filled it with a lot of Hong Kong content, like what are the ecosystem leaders and what they're doing so that people can get a snapshot of what's happening in Hong Kong. There's a lot of different ways to get involved. We need volunteers. So this is another thing that's very cool, I think, about volunteers is that at Web Summit, you know, as volunteers, usually think they're like university students, right? So there are some of those, of course, but there are a lot of people who want to just be involved in startups. And so I've seen investors, accelerator leads, program managers, everybody become volunteers for the conference just to get, you know, get behind it, see what's going on, you know, because you see a conference in a different way as a volunteer. So we're looking for a lot of volunteers as well that want to get behind the scenes and see how this conference is done.
Awesome. Yeah, tons of ways. So we'll link up all these ways. And so thanks again, Casey. It's riseconf.com, riseconference, RISECONF.com. And of course, you are the super networker. So ways for people to reach out to you or other things here.
My favorite form of contact is Twitter. I still use Twitter. It's my Twitter handle is @Casey_Lau, C-A-S-E-Y. _LAU. So that one, reach out to me. I'm always on it. I have my private messages, my DMs open, so anybody can just send me a message. Of course, and you can find me on LinkedIn and startupshk.com is our main page for this kind of stuff.
Cool. Thank you, Casey, for coming on. And that's a wrap.
Thanks, Mike. See you next time.
Casey rocks. Yeah, he's the guy to know for startups in Hong Kong. He's definitely a busy person that's, you know, representing the startup scene in Hong Kong, all around Asia and all around the world at events, and always connecting people and helping. So if you can catch them, definitely appreciate that time. And I haven't mentioned on the show yet, but I'm in early stages of developing a private community membership for Global from Asia. I've been having calls with new members, and it's just been really amazing to connect with readers and listeners more intimately. So if you want to see this early offer and lock in a special price for members, it's globalfromasia.com/club. And don't worry, the free podcasts and the free blogs are going to all stay the same. This is just another level up of a premium level for those that want that special access. So things will stay the same. It's just even more work for me of more stuff to put out there. We're going to have special prices for different services, private members forum, events, group calls, things like that. So if you're interested, check it out. No pressure. The podcast will stay the same. And I love you guys no matter what. That's it, everybody. Thank you for sticking with me all the way till the end of the show. I will see you next week. We got more China manufacturing focused ones for you. So have a great week. Bye-bye.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.